you are about to hear a preview for our wrap show for season 5. Now, I had an absolute whale of a time, surprisingly. If you also did and you can't get enough of Neo-Western, then please do consider going straight over to our Patreon, which will be linked in the notes, to listen to the wrap show in full. We have one single tier. It's £3 a month. You will get access to, I think, almost 60 pieces of content at the moment. You'll get access to every single season wrap show and a minimum of 2 reviews of new releases every single month. Now, we do almost always exceed those 2 minimum reviews, so there's a plethora of content, and it's going to keep coming and keep building. If you stay tuned, you can catch a preview of the wrap show, and we'll delve a little bit into why Dan chose that as the theme, the other films we watched in the background, what we learned, what we liked, what we didn't like, and just kind of rounding out the season in a really fun, slightly more informal way. If you like what we do, but the Patreon doesn't sound like it's your kind of thing, the best ways you can support us are to follow us on social media. We are STH_pod on all of the socials. Interact with us, come and suggest movies, give us feedback. We want to hear it all. Another really good way is to share the podcast with a friend, or to even give us a 5-star review on Spotify or a positive review on your podcast player of choice. We would absolutely love you for that. Now, just before I stop waffling on, we are back with season 6 on May the 20th, and the theme this time is my choice, and it's Trapped. So I am stoked to cover 8 movies that encompass that theme. But until then, here's the wrap show preview. We're going to keep plugging away in the background. We're working on the next season. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you're all good.
We made it. We made it to the end of another season.
And you made it back from Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We did some remotely, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did that first.
We tried.
Well, we did try. We did that first one where you could just hear cars whizzing past constantly. And it sounded horrible. And then you did a couple of solo ones.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're back and we're recording together. So hopefully the sound's a bit better, just in time for the wrap show for season 5.
So, Neo-Western.
Mm.
Talk to me about Neo-Western. Why did you choose the theme, and why were the films not Neo-Western?
Some of them were Neo-Western.
Yeah, a handful.
Why did I choose? Do you know, I can't even remember why I chose it now.
Cool story.
It's usually because there's a couple of films that I just want to talk about.
Okay.
And some of them kind of landed within that kind of subgenre, I guess. And then a couple of them, like Tremors, like I don't even know why I put Tremors in the Neo-Western season.
Because it's a really dusty film, and at least one person wears cowboy boots.
Yeah. So what did we do then? So we did Logan, Wind River, Tremors, Way of the Gun, Waterworld, Near Dark, The Warriors, and Big Trouble in Little China.
What a lineup.
Yes, some bangers.
As we said on the main show, massive sausage fest.
Mm.
But like all killer, no filler. Even Waterworld, that was so much fun to talk about.
Yeah, we had a couple of guests on, didn't mm-hmm. we? We obviously had Chris from Just a Thing and Joel from Just a Thing.
Yep.
Chris joined us to talk about The Way of the Gun, and we had a really good discussion about that movie and the kind of the pregnancy in that movie and how it might represent indie filmmaking in a way. And that was a really fascinating chat.
An interesting first time watch.
Yes. Was it a first time watch for you?
Way of the Gun, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'd forgotten that. And then we went all about bit silly bananas on Waterworld.
Bananas.
Yeah, but that was a fun chat too with Joel.
It was, yeah.
It was a pleasure to edit. Like sometimes when you're editing these shows and you sort of hear yourself bleat on for an hour, you do get sick of the sound of your own voice. I do anyway. You sound great, but like I just sometimes cringe at my voice. But it was a pleasure to edit those two. It was a lot of fun. I
would love to have those guys back on the show.
Yes.
It was a really, really, I don't know, it was interesting because we'd only really done one guest spot before.
Mm.
And that was Jamie from Final Transmission, who is a tad more chaotic, shall we say.
Yeah.
I love him to death, but he's chaos personified.
Yeah.
Whereas this, I don't know, it felt like it was such a good film chat. Were there any films that almost made the cut but didn't quite squeak through? Did you have a long list?
I don't know why I wrote down Rambo. That can't have been, that wasn't a contender. Have I copied and pasted the right list?
I'm not convinced you have.
No.
If you put Rambo on there.
I've never even heard of The Pale Door. What's that?
It's a horror western.
Is it?
I think Pat Healy's in it.
Oh, maybe it is the right list then.
Yeah, it's definitely a horror western, because I remember we watched, when we were trying to get in the headspace for this season, we watched a couple of YouTube videos. And that was a suggestion, I think, but neither of us had seen it. So I'm guessing that's why it didn't make the list.
I see. I think the problem here is that it was like 3 months ago we were planning this and all of the prep for this pre-season prep that we did has just fallen completely out of my brain. Westworld.
Okay.
That'd count.
Like the Yul Brynner 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen that, you know.
That's a Michael Crichton, I think.
Yeah.
Did he die? I think he might have directed that, you know.
I didn't realise he'd even directed anything until relatively recently. Might have been the Predator show? Did we talk about him?
Yeah, maybe.
I just knew him as like the Jurassic Park guy. Wait, he did write Jurassic Park, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, good. I suddenly had a panic that I was thinking of the completely wrong person.
Yes, he's written a couple of books, actually.
Oh, I know he's a prolific author, but I had no idea but that's all I knew him for.
Yeah.
So it's been quite an eye-opening.
Bit of acting.
Experience, yeah.
Bit of directing. Lots of books. So Westworld, I think he directed it and it is based on book.
Wow, based on book.
Vanishing Point. Now that would have been a good one.